So it was 2011. My grandmother had just been diagnosed, or rather she'd been given a prognosis of like 6 to 8 months left to live. And there I was, 22 and homeless. My partner at the time was offered a position to run an office for a nonprofit in Arizona. She had called me crying to notify me of this opportunity. She was crying because we were both afraid of Arizona. We were afraid of everything that we had heard was going on within the government of Arizona, within the atmosphere of Arizona, especially around the LGBTQ community, the Hispanic community, and generally the immigrant community, and basically anybody that wasn't white, which both of us are in the LGBTQ community. My grandparents on both sides of my family are immigrants, and I am multiracial. So there we are with this really beautiful opportunity to accelerate our lives in a place of the world that was at the same time constricting so many different people that represented parts of who we were. We were fearful. One of the things that I most remember of my time in Arizona was my loneliness, was my longing to return to where I had known to be home, to be with my grandma, to love her, to cherish the remainder of time I would have with her, as well as I didn't have the experience of a support system. And maybe you're there now too. Maybe you look around and you don't know who you can truly open up to and be yourself with. Maybe you don't know who to turn to when you begin to feel things that go bump in the night creep into your daytime, into your work life, into your school life, into your relationships. Maybe you hide the pains that so badly want to be spoken of and transmuted and transformed and released. And maybe that's why you're taking this course. In this Mindset Magic Vault audio, I will touch on what I did to work past this space. So there I was, going to school, taking 3 buses every morning, having to wake up at 5 o'clock, packing a bag of oatmeal because I didn't have any money to feed myself once I got to school, ensuring that I brought a water bottle to fill up throughout the day, and looking forward to when I would be back home and have access to more food. So there I am each day, taking the bus by myself, going to school by myself, surrounded by people, and still feeling by myself. I remember wanting to hide some days. Maybe you felt that too. I remember not wanting to get out of bed some days, and maybe you're there right now as well. Maybe you know someone that's there right now. What I started focusing on was myself. Every time I felt like giving up on my school, giving up on the path that I was on, and giving up on life, to be completely frank, I would draw my awareness to my person and my being 5 years from now. I would notice and I would project on this image of myself 5 years from now, how completely happy I was, how I was excelling in the ways that I wanted to be excelling. I noticed myself in this future projection that I was focusing on as I was meditating. And I focused on what she ate, what she did with her days. She would lay in the sun. She was surrounded by family. She was running her own business and she was making income and she was able to support herself. I looked at what I had to do in that present moment to become this person 5 years from then. And I began to address that I had a blank canvas right in front of me. Although, yes, I had these emotions that were very real. Yes, I had these stresses that were very real. Yes, I had this lack of resources that was very real. I also had something that not a lot of people had at that time. They were probably going through the same things I was, and that was the awareness of my projected self 5 years from then. And I began to shift my thinking about my solitude, which at that time I had viewed as being lonely. I had viewed as not having a proper support system. I had viewed as all of these negative, and honestly, they were very real experiences. and I noticed that I didn't need to agree with them. I realized that some people strive for that type of solitude. And I began to think on who were the people that began to cultivate that type of solitude. They were Buddhist monks living in mountains, meditating profusely throughout the day. I began to draw my mind to other time periods. I focused on what samurais must have wanted back in the day. And if they cultivated solitude, and I imagine that they did, to harness their energy and focus their power towards protecting what they so much were passionate about. I began to focus on what would the knights do back in the day? What would kings and queens do? What would these people that some of us revere as powerful, while others of us, and I myself, noticed the flaws just like all the rest of us have. I noticed still what they did with their solitude. Einstein, what did he do with his solitude? I noticed, what did Picasso do with his solitude? What did Hemingway cultivate with his solitude? And I shifted my mind to focus my solitude as being my time to chisel my marble, to sharpen my blades, to practice my kicks, to practice my breathing, and to focus on the things that I wanted to have strong within me 5 years from where I was at that point in my life. What that looked like for me was hiking, to feel my body and focus on being in the present. That was meditating. That was working on an album to release the thoughts that I had, to share how I was feeling with the universe, and to call forth through written word what I wanted to manifest. How can you cultivate your solitude? How can you cultivate the time that you currently have? How can you shift through the very real and very valid experiences that you are currently having? How can you shift them towards focusing on what your person 5 years from now would want? How would your person and your being 5 years from now look back and address you? What would they thank you for doing? What would they thank you for letting go of? What would they thank you for holding on to? What would they thank you for focusing more of your time and energy on? As well as, which ways would they thank you for speaking your truth? For focusing more on love? Which ways would your being and your person 5 years from now acknowledge you? Was it for that time that you came home after just grocery shopping, feeling stress around your finances, and noticing a man in the back of your apartment complex digging through trash, smelling things and then chewing them? And then grabbing from the stuff you had just bought and walking it to him to give. Would you acknowledge yourself for acts such as that? Or would you notice the ways in which you only grew more scarce with your being? I invite you to really consider these things from a place of who you want to be 5 years from now. And please release the make wrong of, well, I can't do that. I don't know how to, I don't have the resources. Yeah, Vita, you did a lot of cool things, but I can't do that. If you're feeling that way, I invite you to reach out to me. And so this mindset I refer to as solitude as a gift. Solitude as time to sharpen your blade. Focusing on what do Buddhist monks do? What did the samurais do? What did Bruce Lee do? Thank you for taking on your healing and growth. Let me know if there's any way that I could support you. Talk soon.